Moses and Jesus compared. We're looking at his second coming, how Moses' story shows us how Jesus is coming back in that same way as a Gentile bride. He comes back. God suddenly and unexpectedly calls him back to save Israel and many others during a time of great trouble. Wow. Isn't this amazing, you guys? So let's jump right into it. Here we are in Exodus, and we're seeing that Moses is coming back to the people of Israel, and he's a type of Jesus Christ, and now he's going to save Israel. God's going to have him come down and save Israel. And what's amazing about that is we're going to see the same plagues that we saw, the same plagues that we see in Revelation, we see in Moses' story as well. That's in a future episode, so stay tuned. Here we go. All right, let's look into it. So Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was pastoring the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. So he's pastoring the father's flock. Whose flock? The Gentile flock, the father's Gentile flock. Remember, Jesus said, he said that there will be one flock, but he also said that I have to go to another, bring in another flock in John chapter 10. And he was speaking of the Gentiles. Them also, he said. He didn't say instead of, he said also. Because God has a plan to save Israel, all of Israel, with his Gentile bride, just like Joseph had a Gentile bride, just like we see Moses with a Gentile bride. And this time of great trouble comes, and that's when Israel is saved. God's plan is spelled out in all of this, you guys. So let's continue on here, and we're looking at it right now in Exodus chapter 3. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Now, we do see a place in the New Testament where this Mount Horeb is mentioned by Paul, and he said it's in Arabia, and it's very interesting. We also see that Elijah goes to the same mountain as well. So that's what we're seeing. So he led the flock to Horeb. So here's a map, and we could see that Midian is right here. And we can see Egypt up here, and the people of Israel were being in slavery and in great bondage up here. And God heard the cries of these people. But meanwhile, Moses is down here. He's shepherding this Gentile flock in this Gentile land over here. So he's going to suddenly and unexpectedly be called back. It's real interesting. So here's Goshen. Remember, the land of Goshen was where Joseph was given. He gave his family Israel. It was the best of the land. Ramses said that this land of Goshen, the Pharaoh said, and this is likely where they were, and they were working extremely hard. These taskmasters were evil with them as they were in Goshen. And then here's Midian again, where we see Moses. So then it continues, then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. So this is amazing things right here, because when you see Lord, you can't really see it here, but it's in all capitals in your Bible, Lord. A lot of times this could be what's called a Christophany. This could be the Lord himself. It could be Jesus pre-incarnate. That means like he pre-being born in the flesh as man and God through Mary, right? Incarnate means like carne, like meat, like the flesh. So this is a pre-incarnate. It could be a pre-incarnate of God himself, of Jesus, when you see those all capital letters, the Lord. And there's evidence of that because you could see what happens next here in the scripture. Here it is. So there's the fire. It's not consuming this bush. So Moses is really curious about that, right? And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not burning up. It wasn't consumed. Moses thought, what the heck? This is not like other brush fires I've seen. This is not, the bush is staying there. It's not destroying the bush. This is interesting stuff, right? So Moses said, I must turn aside and see this marvelous sight. Why the bush is not burning up. So he's going over there to check it out. Then the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, and God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, So God's talking to him from this bush, the Lord himself, even though it said the angel of the Lord. A lot of times you see angel of the capital L-O-R-D. It could be a Christophany. So this bush is burning and he's like, what the heck? This thing's not burning up. And he hears a voice. It's the Lord's voice. And he says, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And the Lord says to him, Moses. And I see a picture of the menorah and the holy place in the temple. The high priest was there always keeping this full of the oil so that it burned bright and hot, right? The seven golden lampstand. And Jesus in Hebrews, it says he is our high priest. So isn't that interesting that over the high priest's heart are the 12 precious stones of Israel, each name of each tribe of Israel, over the high priest's heart while he's pouring the oil into the seven golden lampstand, which is a picture of the church, the oil being the picture of the Holy Spirit. Wow. There's so much in the Bible, you guys, so much for us to explore. So Exodus 3 continues, then he said, do not come near here, remove your sandals from your feet. So he's actually protecting him when he said that. For this place, the place in which you are standing, is holy ground. Why is it holy? It's holy because the Lord himself is standing there. That's why. So Moses bows down. He takes the sandals off of his feet as he sees this bush burning up as he's shepherding this Gentile flock. And the bush is on fire, but it's not burning up. This supernatural thing, and the Lord himself calls to him. And he said, I am God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now that's very important, you guys, because a lot of people, a lot of churches and pastors today say, oh, us believers are just the sons of Abraham. It's just the God of Abraham. No, no, no. Careful with that. He's the God of Abraham, and he's the God of Isaac, and he's the God of Jacob, or the God of Israel. That's his name, Jacob's name. It's very important we make that distinction, and we understand, because Abraham had another son named Ishmael, and that's where we see the people, the Arab people, come from, right? Or the Islam claims that they're sons of Ishmael. And Ishmael was a son of the promise. They twist the Bible around. But you have to be careful, because we're not all just sons of Abraham. Our God is not just the God of Abraham. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's a distinction there that God makes, and he makes it very clear. So let's continue on in this episode. So I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, or Yaakov if you're in Israel. And the Lord said, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. So he's seen the oppression up here in the land of Egypt, and he's going to do something about it right now through Moses. So here is a picture from a wall painting in Egypt from a pharaoh that many of the archaeologists and scholars believe was the pharaoh of the Exodus. And that's Amenhotep II. And he was the son of Thutmose III. Now, on a wall of his vizier was this picture, this painting, which was very preserved. You can see, and you could see the taskmasters here, and you could see the Semitic slaves making bricks. This is amazing evidence right here, you guys. So Semitic slaves making bricks right there in that picture. So it continues on, and God says, and have heard, I have heard their outcry. Whose outcry? Israel. He said, I have heard their outcry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their suffering. Did you know that God is aware of your suffering too? Whatever you're going through right now, he's totally aware of it. He sees it. He's concerned for you. If you're one of his, you belong to him. He loves you. He loves all of you. Even those of you who have not given your life to Jesus Christ yet, he loves you too. And he's waiting for you to open your heart to him, to open your life up to him, to invite him in to take residence in your life, in your heart, to be your Lord and your Savior. He's a good Lord and a good Savior and a friend too when you become a believer, and a brother. Jesus says he's your brother too. Isn't that amazing that we can become children of God through Jesus? And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your life to him if you haven't. Just a prayer. It's a prayer of you praying to God. You're going to have that opportunity here in a minute. So let's go back to the presentation. So God heard their outcry because of their taskmasters, for I'm aware of their sufferings. He's aware of yours too. Never forget that. So look at this picture. This is what happened on October 7, 2023. And here we see this poor woman being captured as a slave in bondage, this Israeli woman. And here you can see the AP, CNN, New York Times, Reuters, photographers embedded with the Hamas terrorists. Isn't that disgusting that these people would actually collaborate with the Hamas so they can get pictures of this? This is horrible. And here you can see these terrorists taking these taskmasters, we could say, taking this poor Israeli woman hostage. She was not there to hurt them. And we've seen the outcry of the Israelis. I have heard their outcry, God said in that scripture. I believe God hears their outcry today. What happened on October 7th? And the world is not backing up Israel. Look at the academia world in America today. Look at our most prestigious universities, Harvard and these other universities. And these chancellors of these universities don't care. They have these evil protests going on, calling for wiping Israel off the map. When they say from the river to the sea, they mean the Jordan River all the way to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, Palestine was a made-up name by a Roman emperor who hated the Jewish people back in the first, second century. And it stuck for all that time. But God brought Israel back miraculously. In 1948, they became a nation again. And it's their place where they can be safe from this evil anti-Semitism. So God has heard. He has heard their outcry. He's listening. He hears this woman's cry from what happened on October 7th. That was a horrible thing. Here's another Israeli taking hostage. This poor young woman just taken hostage, and she's still there today as a hostage. And we should be praying for these people. Here's a baby and a very young boy and the mother here being taken captive by these evil thugs. And here's another reporter taking, or I don't know if it's a, no, it's a terrorist. He's got a weapon right here, but here they are just taking images of it, and the world still does not believe it because the world refuses to see the truth today. Very important that pastors and leaders, you guys need to preach the truth. Not just the truth, truth in love combined. It's a marriage of truth and love. A lot of guys just say, well, it's all about just love, only love. Just preach love. Just preach the gospel and don't get into politics. No, I'm careful with that. You need to look at the truth in this world, and especially, most importantly, the truth what's in the Word of God and love. Preach both. All right? So very important, you guys. All right. Let's continue on here. And now we're seeing this, the cries of Israel. God hears their cries even today, my friend, even today. So God said, I will send you to Pharaoh so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world in the Bible, you guys. We know that from 2 Peter, where he says that we were baptized through the Red Sea, right? Taken out of the world, out of Egypt. There's a lot of typology in that as well, symbolism and allegorical stuff there. But God says, I will take you to Pharaoh. So this would be like God the Father calling Yeshua, Jesus, while he's with his Gentile bride and saying, I'm going to have you, and it's a surprise to him as well, but I'm going to have you go back and you are going to save Israel. You're going to go back and save Israel now. Isn't that amazing, you guys? The Bible explains the Bible. Amazing stuff. So if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, my friend, you can do that right now. He is a prayer away. You may be feeling the knocking right now on your heart. That could be the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, talking to you, saying, come, open your life to me. Let me in, and you'll have life. Don't refuse that. Keep your heart soft. Open your heart to him. He's just a prayer away, my friend. Would you like to receive Jesus right now? Right where you're at. Stop what you're doing. And this is going to be a prayer between you and God. Not to me or anybody else. I'm just helping get you there. I'm like a guide walking through a hospital, bringing you to the surgeon to get fixed, to be healed, right? Because our greatest need as human beings is to be forgiven by God. Would you like to do that? Would you like to be forgiven and become a child of God through Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ just means in Hebrew, it's Yeshua HaMashiach. That's Yeshua is Joshua. It's Jesus in Greek and Joshua in English. And in Hebrew, it's Yeshua. So if you're in Israel, you can receive Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. Mashiach is the Messiah. Would you like to receive him right now? Well, just say this prayer after me from your heart to God. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner and I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me of my sin. I choose to follow you as my Lord and as my Savior from this day forward. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. I believe that he shed his blood for me. And I also believe that he was raised from the dead and he's alive today. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank you for loving me. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, my friend. If you did that, you have become a child of God. God has called you now. You're his. You are now his. He has taken residence inside of you. So make sure you're going to a Bible-believing church, Bible-believing fellowship, get fellowship with other believers. Pray every day. Read your Bible every day. And I love you. Don't forget to hit this playlist right here. You can see all of the other episodes on how to find Jesus in the Old Testament.